Lüdmore und Bonhomme auf Flux FM und die Single Things We Do For Love, die wir hier ja auch hoch und runter gespielt haben nach der Veröffentlichung des Albums Seven Dreams of Fire im Jahre 2015, für das ja die beiden Künstlerinnen Jenny Rossander und Thomas Hofding verantwortlich sind. Thomas kennt man auch als Mitglied der Band Who Made Who und als Bonhomme, wenn er live auftritt. Und Jenny ist als Lüdmore auch solo unterwegs. Die beiden haben sich bei einem Besäufnis, glaube ich, kennengelernt und lieben gelernt und haben dann beschlossen, zusammen Songs aufzunehmen. Und heute Abend spielen sie im Monarchen und vorher haben sie es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Hello Thomas and hello Jenny.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
We're doing good. We just, Copenhagen is very small and you look at the map of Berlin and you say it's a 5-minute walk. But it wasn't. So we are sweaty, to be honest.
Yeah, but you're here right on time. I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
We tried our best. We almost ran, in the last couple of kilometers.
So you're coming from Copenhagen directly?
No, we were in Hamburg yesterday.
Ah, nice.
Cocoon.
Cool. And you played a show there and it went well.
It went
Well, it was so, it was packed and people were so happy and we danced and we got drunk and it was amazing.
And that sounds like a plan. That's like the typical Hamburg thing that's happening to a lot of bands, I think.
Yes.
Let's get drunk a bit after the show, maybe, because it's Hamburg. Congratulations once again on those beautiful songs on Seven Dreams of Fire.
Thank you very much.
It's a beautiful record and one really feels that there's a chemistry between the two of you. And I read about the fact that you were like opening up for Who Made Who and then you drank a bit and then you realized maybe we should do something together.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden the songs popped up and some of the songs really popped up fast, right?
Yeah.
They were written in like no time.
Yeah, that's true.
In real time.
Yeah.
It's a 5-minute song. Yeah. It's been written in 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, it started out just with me doing a solo album and just, I was in a period of time when I thought writing choruses was not cool. And, so my label said, it's a really nice album, but you have no singles. I mean, yeah, I have no singles. I didn't write any.
Yeah.
And they were like, you need to have some. And then I remembered the trip home from the Who Made Who gig with Jenny.
Yeah.
I thought, fuck it, I'm calling Jenny. I'm making a duetto.
Cool.
And then she just did this amazing chorus, and that was great. And then we made another one. So so two of our really good songs is from my solo album.
Uh-huh.
So they're my songs.
They were
your songs, but they were not your singles until Jenny came in. You have to keep that in the back of your head.
And then we just... it's like when you meet a girlfriend, it's not like, I like you, you want to fuck. It's not, I think we just start out, it could be fun to do some more. It could be fun. Then at some point we're like, fuck it, let's make an album.
Yeah, cool. That sounds good to me. And then you kind of decided or were forced into the situation. I don't know about that. But then you kind of went for acoustic versions, stripped down versions of those songs that fit into a disco, actually? You were forced into doing that?
I think it's a classic thing. It was on the radio sessions, travel the world and people want you to play something. And when it's electronic, either it'll just be kind of a playback thing if you play it in a small setting. And then...
I actually remember the exact moment when we decided to do it. We were heading home after playing some shows, and I think we were both a bit hungover. Actually, I think we both were in a bad mood. Okay. And then we talked about these like acoustic versions, how nice it was. And then it was like, hey, let's just go to a studio and just play music on instruments.
Ah.
And you called. You
play music on instruments.
Yeah.
What? Oh my God.
I remember, and we were both,
it's
that
crazy,
would be so nice. And then you called your friend who has a studio, and he, it was like in 5 minutes, it was all arranged.
Oh, wow.
It was really like very impulsive. And then we went there, we actually didn't know if we were going to release it like just like an EP or anything, but it just became so nice.
Yeah, so it was radio people.
And he filmed it on the internet. I think we put out all the videos. Everything was super one take. Our publisher, he was like, it's a standard in the music business. Can we get the instrumentals, please? Like the versions without vocals. And I was like, yeah, you can. And I called the studio and he's like, what the fuck are you thinking about? You can't get instrumentals because you just played the thing.
Yeah, you've recorded it all live.
Yeah.
That was fun and very, very fast. It was like 2 hours and we did the whole thing.
Yeah, cool. And what does one learn about one's own music, one's own compositions when they're stripped down like that? Because I know that there's a rule in music that says if you strip down a song to one acoustic instrument and the voice and it's still a good song, then you've made it. Then you've written a brilliant song. Only the songs that are great work in that stripped down version. So yeah. Did you look back at your songs like, wow, like with a little bit of pride maybe, and you'd be like, wow, those songs are really, they really
like
work.
Like a bit of surprise, to be honest. Yeah. We went into the studio and it's like, yeah, let's try these 6 songs. And we didn't rehearse it. And then, hey, let's play a picking guitar on this one. Yeah, it sounds great. And yeah, I was very surprised that they work so well.
Yeah, there were specific ones that on the album are very energetic and dancey. Yeah. And then when we stripped them down, it was like, whoa, there's so much fragileness in this.
Yeah.
And it was really like exploring the initial emotion of the song and seeing the depth of it. It was very interesting.
It would be interesting, though, to do electronic remixes without the vocals now and to just like explore the world that you've left off in the acoustic versions, you know what I'm saying?
Do an instrumental.
Do the exact opposite of what you've done with the acoustic versions, just to explore what the other half of the material does when it's left alone by the warmth and the beauty of the pop part of Lidmore and Bodhom.
Yeah.
Because there's a mixture of pop and sweetness and darkness and disco and you know what I'm saying?
It's yeah, I like songs. What you're saying. Just keep on talking.
I feel like a lot of things in this band is this kind of duality.
Schizophrenic stuff.
Yeah, it's like you have a man, woman, you have experienced, new, you have darkness, you have light, and you have emotion, but you also have dance, you know? So that's one of the things that I find interesting about working with Thomas, is that we're always in like two very different places and then we meet and it's like lightning, you know.
Yeah, it must be great. I mean, you're not so new to the business. You're a solo musician as well, and you know how to play your stuff and how to compose your own songs. You've been on tour and releasing records with Who Made Who forever. Yeah. I mean, since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
Jesus was a Who Made Who fan.
I am your father.
No, but what I really want to know is how does working with another person change your game? Because, I mean, it must be different to work on your own stuff and just be reflecting your own soul or your own personal stories. And then working with Thomas, who comes in and be like, yeah, I can produce that song. Just come back at me in 10 minutes. You know?
It was a learning process for me, because I've been so used to being solo. But it's so nice because Thomas has more experience working with other people. So he could be kind of like, this is normal for bands.
Okay.
Like, we don't have to always agree about stuff. And I would be super afraid, like, no, we don't agree. No.
Yeah,
and Tomat could tell me like, no, this is fine.
Oh, sweet.
So that was really nice.
Yeah. And what did you learn from Jenny, maybe?
Just making good music.
Mm-hmm.
I think you work with a lot of people and it's most of the time fun. Every now and then it's really bad. And then every now and then you meet someone where, and it's fucking hard to tell just exactly why, but it just works.
Yeah.
And you like each other's ideas and you come with an idea and the other person says, that's a good idea, but try doing like this.
Yeah.
And then it gets better.
Yeah.
And, you know, sing each other's melodies. We've had a great time working with the lyrics together in a very organic way. That was the first time for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard to explain too much. It's like sex and everything else. It's just either sometimes it's there, and it's good, and it's working.
That's true.
And I think it is with Jenny, and it's fun for me. And I think what I learned is to sound old.
Yeah, that's true.
With Who Made Who, the guys are always, you have to sound young. You sound too old here. And Jenny's like, you sound too young.
Yeah.
You need to sound like an old man.
I love it when he sounds like experienced, old, and like, so the deepness in your voice. I think it's super nice.
Because with Who Made Who, there's more falsetto, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And on this record, you use your manly, you dude fan manly voice. This is Barry White on Fox FM. Let's listen to another song of yours. Von der 7 Dreams of Fire LP haben wir nochmal Lüdenmoor und Bodhom mit Dream of Fire. Und dann hören wir uns vielleicht nochmal das Stückchen Things We Do for Love in der Akustik-Version an. Das ist nämlich auch sehr interessant. Hier aber zunächst mal Lüdenmoor und Bodhom und die volle Disco-Variante von Dreams of Fire. This might aus Sicht von Thomas Hofting, der Plattenhit. Das Stückchen Dream of Fire. Das Publikum hat sich für ein anderes Lied entschieden, nämlich Things We Do for Love. It's your favorite song of the album,
right? Yeah, yeah. But the people have spoken.
Yeah. Democracy, it hurts.
And they said, shut up.
Democracy hurts sometimes.
No, it's gold.
Yeah,
it's
just look at the US.
Yeah. Oh. I found out a great thing about you guys, and that's that you've both started making music at a very young age, and that you both learned crazy instruments that can't be heard on your records. It was the clarinet for you and the accordion for you,
yeah,
Thomas.
Yeah, you did your research.
Yeah, that's what, ooh, I found out. And I really didn't know that you were playing like Danish folk music with the accordion. What does it sound like, Danish folk music?
It's like a... It's like a Schlager, but without the melodies and and you like Viking Schlager. Yeah. Like this.
Oh, come on, snap that.
So it's thinking back, it's
that's
just,
my,
you know,
new favorite genre of all them genres.
Yeah. Until you hear what it actually is. And then people just meet in a field and everybody's playing the same melody on violins and shit, and it sounds horrible.
So, but it means that you're both professionally trained, and you can write and read notes as well.
Mm.
I'm an educated bass player,
I
thought I was very good, and I played really well. But I actually always, what do you call it, dumpe? I failed whenever it was something about reading the notes. I'm not very good at cheap music.
But I mean, it doesn't matter as long as you have the feeling.
It was in my house. Some of my mother's friends left it, and I was like 11 years old, and there was an accordion. I just took it up, and hey, interesting. Then I just ended up walking around 3 hours every fucking day playing this Viking Schlager music.
It must have looked sweet.
I'm amazed that my parents kept up with it, because I remember just walking around the garden with my accordion on. I have some pictures, this nerd boy with like a Beatles hair and an accordion. And it's really loud.
Yeah, sure.
And I was playing like all the fucking time this Viking Schlager.
I mean,
music.
Be thankful. We are all thankful to the Hofting family for making it possible. I mean, really, that's where it all started, maybe, right? You playing the accordion, getting a feeling for music, getting to love, playing an instrument.
Yeah, yeah. I won't be too technical, but in the left hand, you do some things that really gives you a very clear, defined picture of chords and how they all correlate.
And rhythm as well. Left hand is rhythm, right hand is melody, more or less.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the funk. It's like dum-chi, dum-chi, dum-chi. It's more like polka.
But don't let people think that there's no umchi umchi in Who Made Who. There's some of that in there.
Oh my God, it's the same rhythm.
Yeah. Do you feel it now?
I'm leaving.
Thomas Hofting is trapped at Flux FM. We found out something that combines the past and the future of Who Made Who.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry, though. But you're working on the next Who Made Who album. I've read that the recordings have been finished
but
already.
The funny thing is, it's like with movies, everybody's like, oh, there's this new movie with someone. And they're like, what are you doing now? But I did a new movie. And it's kind of like that. Then now we promoted this Lilmo and Bonobo album this year. But the new Who Made Who album is mainly finished.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting on finding out who should release it and how it's done. So my mind is actually on my next album.
Yeah, cool. On the next Bonhomme album.
Or Lilmo and Bonhomme or crazy. Thomas Hofting. I'm like, have you had long talks? It's like very open and I'm very hungry.
Yeah, that's good though. Mm-hmm. So there's a possibility of you two working together once more for another LP.
Oh yes. Nice. I won't even say, I think it's a certainty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we both have like a lot of projects and a lot of things that need to fit. But definitely, I mean, there's a lot more to be found in this. Yeah.
So the chemistry hasn't been used up yet.
No.
It's still there.
No.
Nice. You know, Rainer Werner Fassbinder, he just reminded me of him, the famous German filmmaker who's been dead for decades now. But he once said, as soon as your new movie is in the cinema, the next one has to be ready for the cinema already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. So I want to wish you the best of luck for your next steps. There's going to be a Lidmore solo album soon as well.
Oh,
you've
yes.
finished that already?
I'm not completely finished. I'm still in the creative process of creating it. It's a kind of my biggest project yet, because it's going to combine a lot of different art forms. So, but I'm finishing it up during this year.
Cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for whatever it is.
Thank you.
There's so many things in the pipeline. I want the both of you to come back to this very studio as soon as you finished some new material, so we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
May it be a little more about home, a little more solo, or who made who stuff. I don't care. We love them all. We love you all.
As long as I bring the accordion.
Yeah. I mean, you should really... That would be such a fun thing, you know, in a Who Made Who show, to just, between two disco-ish, danceable songs, you just...
You should check out our first album. In the end of our first single called Space for Rent, there's an accordion outro.
See? And you have to reuse the accordion.
It's out there.
And I also have clarinet on my first album.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. So, I think, I guess it's like on the first album, you have to try it, and then you find out, nah.
Yeah, there's a free Lutmore and Bon Om album to the one who can find out where the accordion and the clarinet
A free vinyl.
Just write Lutmore, she fixes it all.
Also, wer bei Lutmore auf der Facebook-Seite schreibt, wo die Klarinette bei der Lutmore Solo-Platte ist und wo das Akkordeon bei der ersten Who Made Who-Platte, der kriegt eine Lutmore und Bon Hom-Platte zugeschickt. Mhm. Das ist nice. Ja. Vielen Dank dafür. Und für die Show heute Abend darf ich auch noch Tickets verlosen, und zwar jetzt per Telefon. 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruf mich jetzt an unter der Telefonnummer 030-2000-9000. Die Show von Lutmore und Bon Om findet im Monarchenstadion. I want to see you guys soon again. Thank you for visiting. And before we say goodbye, I'll play another song of yours. Let's listen to the acoustic version of Things We Do For Love.
Yeah, and let's just, I want to tell you that tonight is going to be full on electronic.
Yeah.
This is just to confuse the enemy.
Yeah. Fuck those acoustic versions. Bit more about Omba by me in studio. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.